Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Joining us now is BetMGM Ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the sports book born in Vegas. And Chris joins us on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Well, I've been thinking about you. I got to be honest. I'm watching this thing unfold in Los Angeles, and I know you had property there. We know you had a beautiful home in Malibu. You must know a ton of people impacted by this, the horrible fires that are going on. How bad is it? Have you been in touch with people? I can't imagine what they're going through.
Yeah, I've been out here all week now, just, trying to prevent if something does happen to be, close to the house. But yeah, the people, I can't tell you, they're still friends. I don't even know if they've lost their houses or not. And some of them, quite honestly, they can't still get into the Palisades to see if they lost their house or how much they lost. So it's pretty sad. It's, it's the most horrific thing I've experienced here in 30 years. And, We drove. I have a police officer friend. I didn't even actually want to see it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for them. And, like I said, now it's just a matter of these winds are still threatening. And then you got these people, for whatever reason, they're starting fires. And it's just crazy. Beyond me how people can, they should charge them, with murder. People have been, died because of these fires. So it's sad. I feel really bad for all these people.
Oh, we feel for you, Chelly, and everybody going through that out there in California. Back here in Chicago, the Hawks have lost 9 of 11. And we referenced earlier, really, on the Chicago Sports Network, Darren Pang, the Blackhawk analyst, said the other night after the Calgary game that the Hawks were not playing for one another and it was not good hockey. Pretty candid comments from Panger. Just wonder, when you see this Hawks team, is it easy for you to agree?
Yeah, I mean, for them to be successful, it can't be, four guys a night that play well and, four guys don't. And, the competition thing is what I, question, day in and day out. It's one thing, you're young and you make mistakes, but it's just the energy. And I get it. I've been there. And when that year I left the Hawks, when we did make the playoffs, it was tough coming to the rink, but at the end of the day, you got a job to do and you got to show up every game. And, you saw against Calgary, a few of the key guys struggled and, the effect it had in the team. And, I don't want to keep making excuses. I know they're a young team, but effort is, it's unacceptable, just the effort. And it's the same mistakes over and over that some guys are making, but I just see the effort and they say all the right things. And I think, Foligno's done a great job of, criticizing the team and holding each other accountable. But at the end of the day, they have to realize that whoever's coaching or whatever, they've got to show up every game and hope, they start building. That's what's going to happen here with all these young kids and learning and draft picks. But it's frustrating, when all of a sudden you see them have a couple of good games and then they take a few steps backwards. But it's still a learning curve. I'm going to directed towards Connor Bedard. I watched him, and you know, this kid, he works, you know, and there's some great defensive plays he made last game, which is a good sign because he's trying, and it should rub off on the rest of these guys.
I'm just curious. When you fire your coach, you bring in Anders Sorensen. Is that a problem when you talk about the discipline of the team, or you talk about this idea that they're not playing for one another? Is it on him to instill that? How do you view that idea?
Well, it's a learning process for Anders, too. Obviously, yeah. It's his first time as a head coach in the NHL. He was known for bringing these young kids along and developing them. I think like from a practice aspect, he connects with these kids. I think he's good at, the X's and O's and stuff. But then there's the other side of coaches that motivate. And you can see he's kind of a mild-mannered guy, right? And, you know, some guys, even Luke Richardson, he didn't, go off and lose his temper. And so, sometimes it takes someone just biting these guys' heads off, and see if they get a reaction out of that. And it's like a player and a coach. It's an everyday thing, and it's repetitive. And it's like yelling at your kid when he's growing up. You still got to say the same thing over and over to him, regardless of how sick and tired of you get of doing it. That's how it works.
Chelly, stay safe out there. Really appreciate your insight. Have a good week.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
That is Chris Chelios. Can you imagine out there protecting his house, trying to keep it from going? He's got a beautiful home out there and a lot of property.
It's hard to relate to what people are going through in Southern California.
And oh, my God. It's unbelievable. I mean, there are people who have lost all their possessions. And I get it. There's insurance money. They'll rebuild. I mean, communities are gone. Hospitals and houses of worship and
it's terrible.
Schools.
It's terrible, Molly. It's great of him to come on even and fulfill that responsibility. We love talking to Chelly every week.
That's how he rolls. He's a good man.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.